Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. You know, I promised God a long time ago I'd be obedient, and He spoke to me right in the middle of what I'm talking to you right now about. And He said there are people watching right now that you have pains in your neck. If you'll move your head, you'll see that the pain is gone. You have pain in your head, perhaps a migraine, and a toothache. You are healed in Jesus' name. Now, Jesus paid so much more a price than just your free ticket to heaven. He paid the price for you to bring heaven on earth. But this comes by revelation. My guest has such a revelation on how to bring heaven on earth, to change your destiny, to change your family, to change every aspect of your life. And I want Him to pour this revelation into you so you will start bringing heaven on this earth.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Are there hidden forces of darkness trying to block God's blessings for your life? Do angels exist, providing us with supernatural protection, disarming our enemies? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Okay, you teach on pursue, overtake, and recover. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's actually about redemption. I'd call it the power of redemption. And redemption simply means that which was lost, you know, is reclaimed and brought back in. In the old covenant, what Adam lost in the garden, that Jesus, through the new covenant, the resurrection, has restored us back into that place where we can recover all of those things. So in 1 Samuel 30, we have the story where David had been having conquest with his men. They were having really success with that. He comes back into his home base at Ziklag, and he finds out all of his family had been taken, the marauders had come, and they'd lost everything. And here are these men that he had gone to battle with. They loved each other. They were like a band of brothers. And when they lost everything, grief fell on them. And David is even hearing them talk about killing him. So here's the Davidic anointing for you, is that David got along away from them, and the Bible says he called for the priestly garment, the ephod, which is a single piece outer garment going over. He takes off his battle gear, all of his armor, and now he takes on this position of being a priest. And hearing the background of all of these men saying, we're going to kill him, to be able to still his heart and inquire. And the word inquire doesn't mean ask questions. It literally means coming into a place of worship, that's what he's a priesthood, and asking the Lord. And there the Lord tells him, you will pursue, overtake, and recover. In other words, if you're believing to overtake but you haven't pursued, then it's not going to help you any. So the idea is pursuing. You've got to go after it, chase after it, and then look for it. And once you see it, then you adjust yourself. How do I, when I recover, how am I going to live with this newfound ministry or gifting?
So tell me a practical situation where this, your car was vandalized and you operated under that principle.
Yeah, it was the very beginning when we were kind of understanding this principle. And my wife and I were in Houston getting ready to do a conference. We went into a restaurant, hadn't been there for a few minutes. And the waiter came over to me. There wasn't many people in the restaurant that day, and said,
Did you drive in here with a busted window
in your car? And I said, no, I didn't. And so he said, well, you got one now.
What? Let's check this out.
Went out there, glass all over the ground, and they had taken my briefcase, thinking it's probably a computer in it. I had notes that I was working on for a book. My wife had things there, and they just took everything. I didn't have a Bible for the conference the next day. We went back to the hotel feeling violated, feeling like, God, how could you allow this to happen? We were here on your mission, and this taking place. So in the time of prayer, we were thinking, we just, I guess, go buy a new Bibles and just, you know, just cut our losses, move on. And so in the course of that, we heard the Lord tell us, pursue, overtake, and you'll recover. And so we wouldn't give up. We kept pressing in, called them an answering service. And on the answering service, a man in another part of Houston, far south Houston, said, I went out to the trash to empty the trash, and I looked in and saw a Bible there. And I pulled it out, and I've cleaned it up, and had a note in there with your name on it and number, and I called you. And he said, if it's okay with you, I copied some of your notes. I'm a lay preacher, and so I've enjoyed reading your notes there. And so we realized then God didn't want us to say, well, cut your losses, forget about it. He wanted us to go after that as something that He really has for us.
You know, how many times we give up?
Yes.
Just before we're going to get
exactly
the answer to our prayer. Tell me a bit about this word redemption from a Hebraic understanding. You know, I'm convinced most believers don't understand that very important word.
Well, it means the fact the price has been paid. It's there. And I've had the opportunity to bring it back into its original pattern. What was lost in the Garden of Eden under Adam, 1 Corinthians 15 tells us Jesus is the second Adam. What Adam lost in the Garden of Eden, which is the place of His presence, the place of His pleasure, Jesus overcame in the Garden of Gethsemane when He said, not my will, but your will be done. After resurrection, He takes His blood into the throne room, the Holy of Holies, the real one in heaven, places it on the mercy seat. At that point, the price has been paid. My redemption price has been paid, and everything that has been lost in my family, finances, even my health, all of those things I have a right to recover, but I have to pursue them and call them back in through the name of Jesus.
And you know, there are in many lives, there are families where maybe not you, but maybe your grandparents or great-grandparents had something stolen from them. Do you know you can spiritually and legally call that back to you? He heard something from God, and I think everyone should hear this. You said that God told you He was going to give you a new tool to solve every problem you have. I'd like to find out what that new tool was. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Carrie, give me a one-sentence definition of redemption.
To bring back to whatever God's intentional purpose was. In other words, God doesn't give up on us. He had a plan from the very foundation of the world. The Lamb of God was slain. So therefore, whatever the original intention of God is, He redeems us or makes that possible for us.
And God spoke to you about redemption. Yeah. Tell me exactly what He said.
I was on the way to the office, and I was just asking Him, would you give me a nugget that I could share with the staff who's been working hard? And He told me that very phrase, I'm going to give you something, a tool that you'll be able to apply to every problem you ever face and be able to solve it. I wanted to pull over the side of the road and take notes because I thought, here's something of the universe right here. Thought He'd tell me some mystery that, you know. But what He said to me, to shrink the problem, you have to magnify the solution. And He said, too many people have been magnifying the problem and can't not hear the solution. Psalms 34 says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me." The word magnify means to make larger, to extend, like the overshadowing. In Psalms 91, the shadow overshadowing, magnify is the word shadow there actually means thoughts. So he says, magnify me, let my thoughts, intentions come over you, and you shrink the problem. So we tell people, you know, what the doctor said and how bad life is and how bad my kids are, and they magnify the problem and in essence saying, but look what the devil's done. But when we magnify the Lord, I don't deny the problem. I just deny the devil the right to use it against me. So I magnify the Lord with him, make him bigger than that.
Now, you talk about the power of worship.
Yeah. When David in 1 Samuel 30 is inquiring of the Lord, it actually is a point of like enter into his gates with thanksgiving. To be able not worship because it was the great environment, the music was playing and everything was motivational to you. Because here these men were talking about killing him. That David enters into this place with the Lord and he begins to just allow it coming up out of his heart. Worship really begins from the throne room of God. Ezekiel 47 talks about this river flowing. And the farther it gets from the threshold and gets down, the deeper it gets. And then he's looking for people to offer it through him. So Hebrews 13 says, let us offer through Jesus, you know, the sacrifice of praise. So he really is wanting to speak back through us. And in doing this, in the revelation of worship, things are made known. There's understanding of who he is. And then we can identify the things that have been lost generationally and lost in our life that we can go after.
You told me about something that I have to tell you excites me no end going on, I believe it was in Dallas,
yes,
with millennials.
Yeah, these were millennials. I felt like the old guy there. And they were looking around 20 and 30s and they enter into this place of worship in such an intensity that...
How many would you say?
Oh, there was at least 2,000.
2,000?
Yeah, and that's only in one particular service. In a warehouse that is undescript, wires hanging down, you know, bulbs in the ceiling.
Right.
There's not all this fancy, you know, tile work and all
that. It's
this.
Not the golden...
No, it's not. So they're not entertaining. They come in. I saw women with babies strapped to their back and one to the front with their hands lifted up. And they were not distracted. There was no nursery, no frills at all. We would say, you're not offering anything. The intensity, and they would worship, and just the presence of God would be there for such extended time. And out of the songs of the Lord, new songs started rising up in that environment.
Can you picture if that is just a microcosm of what God is about ready to do all over the world? There is hope for the world. Stop magnifying the problems in the world, and let's magnify the Lord. You teach on spiritual weapons, and my favorite is the power of the blood,
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes.
Talk to me about
that. Well, in the pursuing and overtaking recovering, I use four different weapons in there, but the main one is the power of the blood. And the blood was what purchased the right of redemption. And so with that, there's a sound that comes out of that. We see in Genesis 4 where the blood of Abel that was spilled by Cain cries out from the earth. Blood has a sound. And in Exodus 12, when I see the blood, the spirit of Abaddon passes over it. So we carry the redemptive spirit inside of us that rejects everything that opposes the very nature of who we're called to be. And the blood of Jesus has a sound. And it is pushing back. Said, resist the devil, submit yourself to God and resist the devil. We resist him because we carry a sound inside of us that pushes back against the gates of hell. And the Bible even says, where Jesus told Peter that I'm giving these keys and the gates of hell won't prevail. And he uses the word gates, plural, meaning, but he's not talking about the gate of Sheol down there. He uses the plural gate, which means anything that blocks the revelation of who Jesus is in you is a gate of hell.
I'm going to tell you something. We are using so little of what God has given
us.
That's
true.
What would happen if we use it all? I'll tell you what would happen. You'd start experiencing heaven on earth. When we come back, I want Carrie to share this amazing dream he had about Washington, D.C. and the glory. I know it seems like the two don't go together, but they do. We'll be right back.
we will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Jesus said, "The thief, Satan, has come to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come to give you life more abundantly." Carrie Kirkwood has received a revelation from God on how every believer can begin to access all the promises that Jesus has obtained for us through His redemption power. Call now and get Carrie Kirkwood's powerful brand new book, Pursue, Overtake, Recover, and His anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, The Rights of the Redeemed. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9555. Through Carrie Kirkwood's brand new book, Pursue, Overtake, Recover, you will understand the realms of your redemption and begin to walk in the reality that Jesus has already established for you. Discover five dynamic keys which will give you access to the very throne room of God. Understand how to reclaim every blessing from God that has been lost or stolen by the enemy. Experience the power of redemption to receive healing, deliverance, supernatural restoration, and other miracle blessings as you understand how to appropriate Jesus' redemptive work in your life. Through Carrie Kirkwood's anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, The Rights of the Redeemed, you will understand your rights as one who has been redeemed. Discover the weapons God has provided to you that will bring back the things the enemy has stolen from you. Learn how to pray differently than you ever have before, and with the authority and power of the Holy Spirit. Find out the rights you have to lost or stolen wages or assets. Discover how to reestablish lost relationships. Find out how to recover your inheritance from God. Learn the power you will receive when you begin agreeing with heaven. Included on these audio CDs are powerful prayers for you to begin flowing in the redemption power of God every day and access your healing, your miracle, your breakthrough. Don't miss out on getting Carrie Kirkwood's powerful brand new book, Pursue, Overtake, Recover, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, The Rights of the Redeemed. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9555. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9555 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, I love it when my guest, in this case, Carrie Kirkwood, says, "God just told me something." I said, "Do what I do, even in the introductions. Tell us it."
I want to speak to families, especially in marriages right now. I feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit. There is a covenant-breaking spirit that's going on in your marriage, and you're blaming circumstances. It's not the circumstantial evidence, but it's a spirit of covenant-breaking. And right now, Jesus wants you to know that He paid the price for that, and you pursue after hearing the word of the Lord and speaking over one another, and you bless one another instead of telling all your friends how bad your husband is, how bad your wife is. You begin to declare to them what Jesus has already said in the beginning, and your covenant will be restored, your love will be restored, your perspective of one another will be restored, and your whole family will be joined in, and you're going to see a change everywhere, financially, emotionally, physically, will come into your house.
I want to emphasize, Carrie, but if they say the opposite and magnify the problem, it's going to get a thousand times worse.
You magnify and the problems become magnified.
That's exactly what God told you. Tell me about the dream you had of Washington, D.C.
I don't have a lot of dreams that I know that's prolific, but I was half awake and I didn't go to bed thinking about Washington. But in this, I was hovering over the map of the United States and I zeroed in on Washington, D.C. I saw small little like campfires scattered all over the United States of America. And the more that I watched them, the fire started growing together so that they were no longer divided. But I could hear that these fires were intercessory teams, groups praying, and they were praying very targeted, very specific supplications, very specific to the Lord. And as they began to target this as unity of the Spirit, they started joining together. And that joined together and started intensifying around Washington, D.C. I saw the most hideous figures that I can't even describe. blood dripping from fangs and teeth, screaming and hollering as they went up through the flames. And they were screaming and hollering and tearing as they went out of there. And the Lord said to me, I'm giving an opportunity for the government seat of this nation to come to the point of recognize that on the shoulders of the Lord, Isaiah 9, upon His shoulders shall the government be. And when this happens, there is a wave of glory that's going to go over all of the United States and go north and south over North America. And the epicenter of governing in Washington, D.C. is going to be key. But it said they must continue to pray because the demonic international spirits, demonic spirits from other nations will come and try to come back in because the effect that the U.S. has over other nations. But the saints prevail, the bowls are full, and it pushes back, and it's the glory of the Lord covering it. In the same way that I saw in Genesis where the fountains of the deep broke open and the heavens opened, synchronized with Noah, and the flood started coming, and the Bible said it is God, Yah, that rides on the flood. When the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, God rides on the flood, not the enemy, and His glory is going to be such a flood, and God's going to be in charge of this glory, not some ministry.
You know what I'm thinking? There are so many people watching us right now, and they're saying, God, I want to do something for You. Show me my ministry. Well, do you know what God says? He says to you right now, if I can trust you with little things, I'll trust you with big things. Do you realize you can be part of the outpouring of the glory? Wherever you are, you have time. Take 5 minutes, a half hour, an hour, whatever you want to do, and pray for this country. Pray for the country that you're from. You say, what will my prayers make a difference? Well, there comes a boiling point, and you're needed yes. for that boiling point, yeah. and you will be known in heaven yeah. by your prayers on earth. Yeah. That I can tell you. Yeah. Carrie, very quickly, when you teach on take your thoughts captive, give me one nugget from that.
Well, Psalms 91, as I said, are really the thoughts of the Lord. Psalms 40 said the thoughts of the Lord are numerous to us. So He's speaking to us. We just have to tune into that. But we normally think is these thoughts we take captives or thoughts of the devil. But when we start cluing in through the Word of God, getting sensitivity through the meditation of the Word, we start picking up things that God says to us. And then you have to grab hold of what He says. Take His thoughts captive. The word captive there literally means at the point of a spear. They belong to me. And when you take those thoughts captive, then, like Paul says in Timothy, by the words that have gone over you, you can do warfare with those. So when God says something to you individually, that is ammunition for you to break out of any condition that's resisting what God has in store for you.
I need you to pray. You have such a revelation of redemption to bring heaven on earth. Would you pray for that revelation to just come into
yes,
us?
Yes, yes. Father, I'm asking according to what You've already done by sending Your Son and the blood that's been on the mercy seat, because You released it on the day of Pentecost as the outpouring to the siblings of our first brother, Jesus. And we receive it now. I call back into health that have been lost. I call back into families that have been divided and bitterness and wrath has been to them. The Hatfields and McCoy spirit is broken between them, and You're restoring to them, oh God, what You've spoken in the very beginning. So we call out of darkness that's been hidden by the God of this world blinded, and we call back into the light of their light, of the light of the world, Jesus in them. And so we break through the darkness that you'll no longer be blinded to what God said. This is your inheritance. This is your heritage based upon Jesus giving you the right to go and claim it. Amen.
And you know what? It's an anointing that breaks the yoke. Be broken. Yoke, get off God's people in Yeshua's name.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, the thief, Satan, has come to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come to give you life more abundantly. Carrie Kirkwood has received a revelation from God on how every believer can begin to access all the promises that Jesus has obtained for us through His redemption power. Call now and get Carrie Kirkwood's powerful brand new book, Pursue, Overtake, Recover, and His anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, The Rights of the Redeemed. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9555. Through Carrie Kirkwood's brand new book, Pursue, Overtake, Recover, you will understand the realms of your redemption and begin to walk in the reality that Jesus has already established for you. Discover five dynamic keys which will give you access to the very throne room of God. Understand how to reclaim every blessing from God that has been lost or stolen by the enemy. Experience the power of redemption to receive healing, deliverance, supernatural restoration, and other miracle blessings as you understand how to appropriate Jesus' redemptive work in your life. Through Carrie Kirkwood's anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, The Rights of the Redeemed, you will discover the weapons God has provided to you that will bring back the things the enemy has stolen from you. Learn how to pray differently than you ever have before, and with the authority and power of the Holy Spirit. Find out the rights you have to lost or stolen wages or assets. Discover how to reestablish lost relationships. Find out how to recover your inheritance from God. Learn the power you will receive when you begin agreeing with heaven. Included on these audio CDs are powerful prayers for you to begin flowing in the redemption power of God every day and access your healing, your miracle, your breakthrough.
I started seeing in my own family things that were lost in relationships and even finances, and started seeing them recovered. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to seek it out. So the power of redemption will really train you how to go after and seek after those things that are lost, and you recover them and bring them out of darkness back into light.
I have to tell you that you have a gift, you know this, a gift of teaching, and you bring out, it's like the devil wants this fuzziness in us. Mm-hmm. So I believe the anointing and the teaching of the word will remove the fuzziness and you will be all that God called you to be. I want the fuzziness gone and get about your destiny.
Don't miss out on getting Carrie Kirkwood's powerful brand new book, Pursue, Overtake, Recover, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, The Rights of the Redeemed. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9555. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9555 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Did you know we are surrounded by an invisible reality? Heaven is actively working to invade the natural world we live in. I'm Jamie Galloway, and I want to help you recognize what is happening in the spirit realm around you and release an activation of the seer within you. So join me right here on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth.